This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in...
Well, we've got an unusual show for you today. Because what we're doing in the first hour and the third hour of today's show is taking audio from TV shows we've produced since we went on television nationally, coast to coast and all the way to Hawaii in February. We've done some really interesting shows. You can find them archived at YouTube if you've missed them. Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams airs on Sunday evenings starting at when it's 5 p.m. on the East Coast. So you count backwards by the time you get out to the West Coast, out into California and Oregon and Washington and wherever. It's 2 in the afternoon. And depending on the time of the year, it's either noon or 11 a.m. in Hawaii on Sundays. And we are posting all of the shows archived at YouTube, so you can go and have a look. But you're going to hear today the audio from two different hours of two different shows. I think you're really going to enjoy that. Plus, we're going to go off and get together with Claudia Price from Farnham Estate in Ireland. Will you please go to my YouTube channel of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, and it's free to subscribe. Please just hit subscribe. I'm going to explain that to you later and online as well. So we're going to go off, and I'm going to be answering some questions today that I think you're going to want the answers to right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. One of today's most celebrated singers, stage actors, and television stars, Audra McDonald. McDonald will perform with the Boston Pops, presenting a program of songs ranging from standards by Sondheim, Rodgers, and Gershwin to the sounds of today's leading music theater composers. Sunday, June 24th at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
Well, we're going to have some fun this hour sharing with you some of the audio of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, which you can see live on Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Count backwards across the nation all the way to Hawaii. And you can go to my YouTube site where we have posted all the shows after they've broadcast of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. But there's some good stuff here that I wanted to share with you, and we're going to be doing that this hour. And then you're going to want to stay with us because we're going off to talk with our good friend John Haggins in the next hour. John Haggins, the Globetrotter. We're going to do all that right after this. I am so happy you're with us. You know, we didn't start all that long ago, and you may have missed a show or two, so you're going to need to go and check out where you can see the follow-ups to all the broadcasts we've been doing and taking you wonderful places, and also spending some time here in our both radio and TV broadcast studio. So welcome. I'm glad you're with me. I hope you're comfortable. Settle in. There's so much we need to talk about today. And, you know, I really wanted to start talking about something interesting that happened this week to me. And the result of which we're going to be able to include in upcoming shows sooner rather than later. I had the opportunity to meet two people I'd never met face to face before. One is Daniel Hostetler. He is the president of Relais and Chateau Properties for North America. And I knew he was going to be here in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, where we broadcast from and where we live. I hope you come and visit us. It's gorgeous here. And it's a 12-month-a-year place. So far too many people think we are a kind of seasonal spring through foliage. No. And if you're into winter sports, this is the place to be. I'm not a winter sport person, but it's gorgeous here in the winter. And there are so many cheery fireplaces welcoming you when you go to a hotel or a restaurant that you really need to check us out. It's the perfect place to find yourself again. And in this crazy century that we're in, finding yourself may be not such an easy thing. And that's one of the reasons you need to know more about traveling, because there's no better way to connect with yourself, your real self, than to be somewhere where the dust settles and you can find you again. So I found out that Daniel Hostetler was coming out to a place called Blantyre. And Blantyre is a Cinderella castle style, wonderful hotel. It's on about 100 acres. And when she turned 30 years old for her birthday, Jane and Jack Fitzpatrick gave their daughter, Anne Fitzpatrick, later Anne Fitzpatrick Brown, Blantyre as a birthday present. And my remark to that has always been, are they adopting? What a lovely thing. And they bought the property for somewhere around $250,000 at the time. And then they had to put massive infusions of funding in because the place had been allowed to deteriorate. Much like many castle hotels in Europe, I happen to be thinking about Blantyre today for actually three reasons. One was Daniel Hostetler. Two was I was coming to the studio and I needed to bring along some extra things. And I always save shopping bags that remind me of something pleasant and happy, often just shopping somewhere. So, and they make nice little sacks that you can grab when you want to go someplace. On that subject, just so you know about it, if you're shopping in a duty-free shop anywhere in the world, get a bigger bag than you really need for whatever you've bought. Ask them for it. And either put it in the bag you're carrying or put the things you've just bought into the bigger bag. When you get wherever you're going and you get home, you put the things away or you give them away as gifts, keep those shopping bags and put them in your carry-on luggage when you are traveling internationally. Because if you're ever in a place that only allows you one or two carry-on and you have more, take whatever is more and put it in the duty-free sack. They usually won't bother you because they don't like to discourage people from buying duty-free. So they let you carry it because they think you just bought it or you just bought it in the last airport you were in. So that's just a little tip along the way. So I went in the closet and I'm looking for something to put the extra items I needed to bring to the studio today. And this is what I pulled out. That's Blantyre. That's their shopping sack that you get when you buy something there. And I have on more than one occasion been at Blantyre where the things in their curio cabinet, I mean, it's not like they have a gift shop. And maybe they will at some point, but they don't now. But they have a curio cabinet and there are just darling, wonderful things in there. And so, voila, my shopping sack. So when I heard Daniel Hostetler, the new president of Relais and Chateau Properties in North America, and if you're not familiar with Relais and Chateau, you need to be. These are fairy tale places, and certainly Blantyre is one of them, fits in that category. And regrettably, we lost Anne. I'm going to say it's 2 years now. Maybe it's three already. But I think it's 2 years ago, January, we lost Anne. And new owners have come in. And they're doing all kinds of fancy footwork. But I have to tell you, it's one of those situations where I look at a place and say, I don't know what you need to do here. But whenever there's a new owner, there's always a new vision. And so we know it will be in keeping with the Relais and Chateau brand. And the very first Relais and Chateau property, which is not a group you just call up and say, I'd like to be a member, let me write a check. No. The criteria, the standard, the bar, very high. So that was the very first Relais and Chateau property in North America, Blantyre in Lenox, Massachusetts. And so I asked them, I have Relais and Chateau, I guess I should call them catalogs, really. You certainly couldn't refer to it as a brochure. It's much too big and fat. But I have them going back to the 1980s, 90s, 2000s, early first decade in 2000. And the last book I have from Relais and Chateau is from 2014. I was a guest at Blantyre, and you'll see it says, please take this most special guide with you, Blantyre. This is from 2014. And so you'd have inside the book a listing for each of the hotels. And there are some restaurants that are Relais and Chateau restaurants where there are no lodgings associated with it. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we'll be right back.
Like a nice entertainment, you can pay for a gay escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring ting-a-ling for some mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover and you moan and you groan quite a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab, and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht.
What?
My name makes a world go round, the world go round, the world go round. My name makes a go round, of that we both are sure on being poor.
Money, 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 money.
Hi. This is Keith Lockhart with an invitation to join me and America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, at Symphony Hall.
This spring, the Boston Pops celebrates American music icon Leonard Bernstein, plus tributes to Disney, Hollywood, and more. The Pops season begins May 9th, so get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Welcome back, Coast to Coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And we join Stephanie from her travel TV program. She discusses Relais and Chateau properties.
And so this is my book from 2014, and you can see the width of that book. So when I made contact with Daniel Hostetler, and I said, you know, let's see if we can meet while you're here in Berkshire County. And I ran over to Lenox, to Blantyre, to meet him. They had a little present for me, and it was a little white sack, not as glorious as the Blantyre sack, I have to say, but just a nice little white sack. And in the sack, there was some material and the 2018 Relais and Chateau book. You need to work out at the gym to lift this. Look how they have grown since the 2014 book. Is that not remarkable? I mean, that's really, there have been some very industrious people beating the bushes to find the kind of spectacular places that, I mean, I can open to just about any place. Every place is a place you're going to look at and say, oh, I want to go there. I want to stay there. I want to dine there. And you can always count on the food being amazing, super, over the top, incredible. And so in the not too distant future, we will have an opportunity for you to meet Daniel Hostetler. And I think he's been, now that Blantyre is in transition with its new ownership, Daniel's been coming out weekly to Blantyre to see that everything is on track, because at the moment they are doing some, from my point of view, probably completely unnecessary refurbishment. But they're making some changes as well into, there's a conservatory room that I adore. And I understand that's moving from a kind of place you might have breakfast or lunch to something that's a little more fine dining feeling in terms of. But if you had breakfast or lunch at Blantyre, that would be fine dining too. And so I want you to watch for that, because that's a kind of a neat thing that's coming up and happening and you should know about. We're in our studio today, and there are people that I think about that I would love to be here, but they're not. And these are people that I have met along the way in my travels and can't be here snugged away with us in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, because their lives take them elsewhere. So I'm going to share with you two of those people. You know, we've just come out of Black History Month, and there are special occasions like Veterans Day, Memorials Day, your birthday, and Valentine's Day. I mean, why do we only have to think about loving relationships and caring about people, caring about veterans, caring about particular history, such as African-American history. Why do we only have to do that during a certain month or a certain week or a certain day? These are really things we should be focused on all year round. And in my travels, you know, I've been trying my best to remind you that I have written a wonderful novel. It's called Rumors, and everybody who reads it loves it. And I hear consistently, what a page turner, couldn't put it down, full of twists and turns, never saw the ending coming, when's the next one coming out? So I get very positive reviews. I want you to know, between us kids, because we're good friends, it's an uphill struggle to get a book attention when so many people look at it as, especially people who know you, how good could the book be, you know? I know you're skilled in this, but what makes you think you're an author or a novelist, for that matter? And then there are people that look at it as, oh, a first novel. How good could that be? You know, write a few. Maybe you'll gather some skills. I want you to know, invest your time in reading Rumors, and you're going to thank me for it, because it's going to whisk you away in a way that no other book has done recently. And that's from the feedback that I've been getting. So a few years back, when Rumors first came out, I was invited to speak at the main fiction stage at the Harlem Book Fair. And I was invited to speak because someone I know read the book and gave it to her cousin, Max Rodriguez, who is the founder of the Harlem Book Fair, and said, Max, you have to read this book. Now, I'm not convinced that Max and his busy schedule allowed him to read the book. But he gave it to one of his reviewers, and she wrote a spectacular review. And as a matter of fact, if you go to Amazon.com, the easiest way to get there is sabrams.com/rumors. Take you right over to my Amazon page. So you'll find a review that she wrote, and it is such an intelligent, intellectual, beautiful. If I had paid her, she couldn't have done a better job. And I wish I could meet this woman. I have no idea who she is. The review was written. I was invited to the Harlem Book Fair. And at the Harlem Book Fair, I met the moderator of the main fiction stage. And it was a very special visit to New York City and to Harlem. And he actually made a comment to me about, where did I think I could, you know, write authentically about African-American people who are play a key role in a good portion of Rumors. And I said, well, clearly you haven't read my book. And about a year later, he actually read the book, wrote a fabulous review, which you'll also find. And his name is Bob McNeil, and he's become a great friend. He recently, in honor of Black History Month, read, and he's a very dramatic, wonderful person who has a great appreciation for the value and power of words. He read a Langston Hughes poem in honor of Langston Hughes' birthday and also in honor of Black History Month. And I'd like to share that with you as one of the people I've met along the way that I want to share with you from my travels. So here's Bob McNeil.
I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood in human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dogs were young. I built a hut near the Congo, and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raised the pyramids above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusty rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. Thank you. Yay.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Shop Lowe's for deals to help you save on those outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. For your lawn, get 50% off all Pennington One Step Complete. Pennington One Step is a grass seed mix that contains mulch, seed, and fertilizer to help you grow a dark green, drought-resistant lawn. Get yours today for 50% off. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through May 2nd while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See store for details. U.S. only.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days, There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
First, I want to say, Anne from Augusta, Georgia, you are my hero. A woman that's going off to Europe for the purpose of shopping, go you. And there are a lot of things that come to mind. You know, I talked about buying, if you've just joined us, and look what you missed. I talked about buying clothing or household items or cars in the country where those things are manufactured. You're going to get your best deal. Where you can, see if you can go to the factory. Many factories, like the Denby China story, Denby porcelain, whatever they call themselves. Oh, the stuff is beautiful. And honestly, it wore like iron. It was ironstone, but it's still going and unchipped, unscathed, beautiful. Best investment I ever made. And that's tragic when you think about it. But anyway, moving on. Buying things in the country where that's a specialty for them. Leather in Italy. Second choice, leather in Spain. And when you're buying from a brand that you know, sometimes there are shoe companies and they have gorgeous leather shoes that you may want to buy. If you're happy with them, if they fit you nicely, if they look beautiful, if you lust for them, buy them. But one of the things you might want to look at is when there are big companies that manufacture shoes in Europe. And you'll note some of them say that, you know, these were they're leather shoes. These were manufactured in Italy. These were manufactured in Spain. You should know that the leather goods in Italy are considered a bit superior to the leather goods in other countries that they're manufactured. That hasn't ever stopped me from buying things I liked. I just want to throw that out there for you because you should know the differences. And there are crystal companies that are known for a particular destination where they're sold, and all the crystal is made in Romania or somewhere else. So you want to take a look and make sure that what you think you're buying is what you're really getting. I wanted to tell you a story about that flea market in Nice. The Nice flea market is every Monday. Sometimes I see there's an artist who has painted many paintings that are themed around the Mediterranean just at that point in France. And if you see a picture of Nice, you will sometimes see these big iron gates, palatial gates. Now, there's buildings left and right and overhead around it. There's a courtyard. It's open here. Courtyard. Oh, I'm beating up on my microphone. It's a courtyard, and then there are these big gates. At one time, this was some palatial entry to someone's home. Today, that courtyard is where you will find this antique flea market. Not everything is antique. Some things are just old. Some things are collectible. Some things are just there. And you'll probably know the difference. Someone we knew many years ago was in Nice and went to the Monday flea market. Don't forget the Ventimiglia, Italy flea market, which is just east of there and not all that far to get to. Go early Fridays. What a nice weekend. Get to the region on Thursday. Go to the Nice flea market, the Ventimiglia flea market on Friday. Have a lovely weekend on the French Riviera, Monte Carlo, Monaco. go to Ventimiglia on Monday. Ah, a shopper's paradise. So this fellow went to the Nice flea market, and he's walking around, and he finds one of those helmets from a suit of armor, and it's all rusty. And the, you know, those things go over the head. It's got this nose piece, comes down the front, made of metal to protect the nose. And then the neck is protected with these little links that all fit together like a piece of metal cloth, almost, when they call it chainmail. All rusted. And he decides he wants to own this. He does some bargaining, something you have to be willing to do, people. He does some bargaining with the person selling it. And this was before the euro. This was when he was dealing in French francs. And he ultimately gave the man the equivalent of 35 U.S. dollars. And this was probably in something like 1960-something. Maybe early 70s. And he takes his $35 purchase home, and he goes with it to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, makes an appointment to speak with somebody there to see of what value is this? Is it real? Was it some toy helmet that somebody used to run around with their sword playing games and pretending? And it turns out that this piece of knight's armor was the real deal, and they offered him on the spot $80,000 for it. Can you imagine? He, of course, decided, no, he's not parting with it. Took it home, created in a tub in his basement a solution that dissolved rust, and took all the links apart, cleaned every bit of it, put it all back together, and kept it in an unlocked curio cabinet in the foyer of his home. And I have to tell you, I hope you get that lucky, Anne, when you do your antique shopping in the south of France. You never know what you're going to find. We've got more questions ahead. Stay with me.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
I have to tell you, people, meeting people. Firstly, among the wonderful people that I've had the opportunity to meet in my travels, some of whom are now gone, and it gives you just one more reason why you need to travel, because I'm sure you've noticed life is fragile. You don't have a lock on tomorrow. You barely have a lock on a minute from now. What you know you have is right now. So if travel is important to you, find the reasons why you can, not the reasons why you can't. And I want you to know that I travel all over the world. And in my early travels, it wasn't important to me where we stayed. It was important that we could afford to pay for it. And so as long as there was a clean bed and a comfortable bed and a shower and bathroom that was clean, I didn't need much more than that. You will find as you travel through your own personal life, you probably will get a bit spoiled and your wants, needs, requirements will change, and that's out there and available to you. And you should know that you can travel like the king. You may not be able to do it every night of your trip, but in future conversations, I will show you and walk you through how you can stay at some of the finest places in the world. It's not that difficult to do, even on a modest budget. And I travel to some of the most expensive, luxurious, wonderful places in the world. The first that comes to mind is Monte Carlo. And yet, walking next to me in the same museums that are part of the prince's antique cars and aquarium and postage stamp museum and the art museum and all these other wonderful places that are in Monte Carlo, the person next to me may not be staying in the same hotel I'm at, may not be eating in the same restaurants I'm eating at, but they certainly are in the same destination. enjoying the beauty, the history, the camaraderie, the whatever is going on. And they may be carrying a backpack. And maybe they're sleeping at a student hostel, or many universities have dormitory rooms that if it's a holiday period or summer, you can stay on their campus for next to no money. So there are ways to do this. Monasteries, another one. Very cheap in most cases to stay in monasteries. But be prepared to live like the monks, because there may not be electricity after a certain hour or at any hour in the monastery. But that's a different kind of experience that you'll talk about for years. But in my travels, I have met such wonderful people. Many of them great stars, and many of them just the most down-to-earth, lovely people. Marvin Hamlisch, who inaugurated the antique piano after it was refurbished by Terry Flynn's company, who's expert at that, here in Western Massachusetts, at the Colonial Theater, a wonderful place in Pittsfield in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts, which is right in the heart of the Berkshires, of Berkshire County, and is where our studio is, from which we broadcast both radio and TV.
We'll take a quick break and come right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing, or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by Dutchess County Tourism, nestled in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, where you'll find every outdoor adventure on land and water. Spas, great shopping, FDR's Presidential Library, the Hyde Park Railroad Station Museum, events and festivals galore, all set on the site of America's early history. For more info, check out DutchessTourism.com.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glory!
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm happy again.
Marvelous people I've met in my travels. But there is a young lady who I met in December 2015. I belong to a professional organization of leaders in travel globally. It's called SCUL, like when you lift a glass and instead of saying cheers or sláinte in Irish, you'd say SCUL. And to all you colleagues who are tuned in, to fellow colleagues everywhere, my toast to you. And so I happened to be in Ireland at Christmas time in 2015. And we were visiting with people who have become great friends over the years, who I met in Ireland, who are also colleagues. And their names are Tom and Brita Reed. They own the Glasson Country Club and Golf Resort in Glasson, which is, if you take the map of Ireland and you draw a target over it, the bullseye of the Republic of Ireland will be Athlone. And if you just go a little bit north and a little bit west, about a 10-minute drive, you'll be in Glasson. And so we were visiting with them something like the 11th of December, 11th, 12th. And when we first got together, Tom Reed said, you know, I hope this doesn't make you unhappy, but I've made reservations for us, for the four of us, my husband and Brita Reed and Tom, to go to Galway, to be in Galway for the Galway Scowl Chapter's Christmas party. I said, well, how could I be upset about that? So off we went, and it was wonderful to meet colleagues from all over Ireland and the guests they had brought to this Christmas party. But we were only in Ireland about 2 days at that point, and I was still suffering from jet lag, and we were just finishing the main course at the Christmas party dinner, and I was ready to pass on dessert and just go to our suite and cave-in. And I said to my husband, you know, maybe we could just beg off and say goodnight to everybody because I'm really tired. And with that, the president of the Galway chapter comes up on the stage in this ballroom and says, we have a very special treat. We have somebody who is going to perform this evening for us. Her name is Amy Banks. She's 13 years old. She represented Ireland 2 months earlier in the Junior Eurovision Song Competition, where one person from each country of 17 countries competed for title of best whatever. And how could you get up and walk out on a 13-year-old girl who's about to sing for you? So we sat down. And she took my breath away. Amy's career has developed dramatically since then, and you'll be seeing much more of her. And we keep up with her every time we're in Ireland, and we'll be seeing her again soon. But I'd like to share with you Amy singing at the Norman Rockwell Museum and some other snippets. And the Norman Rockwell Museum is here in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, just down the road a piece from where we are in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains. So, Amy Banks, one of the special people in my travels. Flying high.
Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.